This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization says time is running out to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak as the number of cases outside of China grows. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has more.
Mainland China had 397 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Friday, down from 889 a day earlier. Iran, South Korea, Italy and Lebanon are worsening, though. This has prompted a warning from the World Health Organization that the window of opportunity to contain the international spread is closing. South Korea has spiked to 229 new confirmed cases, taking its tally to 433. Officials warned that could rise substantially, as more than 1,000 people who attended a church at the center of the outbreak had shown flu-like symptoms. Iran, which had no reported cases earlier this week, saw 10 new cases, one of which had died, taking the number to 28 infections and 5 deaths.
That's Edward Barron of Reuters. Meanwhile, South Korean Prime Minister Jung Se-kyun said that the spread of the coronavirus in his country has entered what he called a more serious phase. Jung said the number of cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus, which originated in China, were rapidly increasing in South Korea, and he called on people to avoid crowded events.
특별히 당부드립니다. 종교 행사 등 좁은 실내 공간에
He asked that many people would avoid crowded places, including houses of worship, and possibly consider attending events online. Many of the new cases are linked to a hospital and a religious group near Daegu. Those areas have been declared special care zones. This is VOA News. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. Last year, there was a slight decrease in the number of civilians hurt or killed, which the report says was the result of reduced casualties inflicted by the Islamic State affiliate there. But still, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the documentation of the report indicates more than 10,000 civilian casualties for the sixth year in a row.
UNAMA has again documented for the sixth year in a row that there have been over 10,000 civilian casualties caused by the armed conflict. A third of those are people who've been killed, men, women, boys, and girls.
The report released Saturday by UNAMA comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. That move paves the way for a February 29th signing of a peace accord that Washington hopes will end its longest war, bring home U.S. troops, and allow intra-Afghan negotiations to begin. Israeli police said officers shot and killed a man after he allegedly tried to stab a soldier outside Jerusalem's Old City. AP's Zaria Shakili has more.
The man was not immediately identified, but is believed to have been a Palestinian. Israeli medics said a 42-year-old woman was slightly wounded in the leg when shots were fired at the assailant. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the attacker was armed with a knife and approached an officer who responded to the attack. The Old City is a home to holy sites sacred to Jews, Christians and Muslims, including the flashpoint compound known as the Al-Aqsa Mosque to Muslims and the Temple Mount to Jews. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Nevada is holding its Democratic caucus Saturday. The party hopes it will run smoother than it did in Iowa. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Nevada is relying on technology and using paper backups for its caucus. Voters gather at neighborhood precincts. They pick their top candidate. If that person doesn't get at least 15% of the vote, they move down to their second choice and so on. Early voters, 75,000 of them, will have their lists merged with on-site votes in the same manner. This is done with an iPad and Google form. Whoever the top candidates are from each precinct will be eligible for a share of delegates. That gets tabulated once all the precincts report. The state party was going to use the same reporting app from Iowa, but scrapped the plan after the fiasco there. Instead, they're going old school with phones and texting. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.